again, high feet again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know, oh, I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you, whoa, whoa, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. From the FDA, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, feeling kind of sick. Just a spoonful of sugar, make it better real quick. I say, whoa-oh, whoa-oh, what you gonna do with that? Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, come on over here with that sugar, sticky, sweet stuff. Come on, give me that stuff. Everybody wants some. Melodies are getting stuck.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Authorities say Tyler Robinson, the 22-year-old accused of killing Charlie Kirk, is not cooperating with the investigation. ABC's Matt Gutman in Utah with more on the single shot that took Kirk's life.
Law enforcement officials tell me the fact that he sprang into position 1 minute before taking fire, settled in, aimed, fired once for a fatal blow, and then ran off at 175 yards, that is a difficult shot to make for several reasons. Not because it's so far, but because the pressure, when you know that you're going to pull the trigger and kill another human being, is monumental. And most people shake, most people miss, but not this person.
There was a vigil held for Kirk last night at the Kennedy Center in Washington. President Trump now planning to authorize the National Guard to Memphis, following a similar activity in Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and Boston. The president heads to the U.K. this week, in part to put more pressure on European nations to act against Russian aggression. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Friday, October milk up 1 to 16.33, November down 11 to 16.20, December down 10 to 16.68, January milk down 11 at 16.86. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets Friday, they were lower. Barrels down 2.25 to 161.25. 40-pound blocks down 0.5 to 161.5. 2-trade a barrel, 5-trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 6.75 to 186. 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 3/4 to 116.5. 4 trades on the day. Dry whey up 3/4 to 59.25. 4 trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, live and feeder cattle markets, mostly lower. Hogs also mostly lower. Lower cash markets, also really slow cash markets affecting live and feeder cattle markets. Continued technical selling and a mixed WASDE report. Hogs also following suit, lower due to lower cash markets, even though there was more of a positive spin on the WASDE report for hogs. October live cattle down 230 to 229.97. September feeder cattle down 482 to 350.40. October hogs down $1.05 to $97.12. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all higher. Now, the WASDE report didn't really provide any big surprises for the grains, but there was some technical buying in the markets and short covering. And the trade is somewhat watching potentially some of the dry weather in Brazil. Soybean products also helping to support the soybean markets today. September corn was steady at 399. New crop 26 up 8.5 to 469. September beans up 10.5 to 10.25¾. New crop 26 up 8¾ to 10.84. December wheat up 2 to 523.5. Minneapolis wheat September up 2 to 550¼. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Friday at Alcivia Durand, cash and October corn 370, December at 375, new crop 26, 409, cash and October beans 936, December 945, new crop 26, 974. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 376, October, November 380, December 385. Pilgrim's Pride, Arcadia, cash corn 384, October 380, December 383. Synergy Co-op, Elk Mound, cash corn 375, new crop 375, cash and new crop beans 961. Allied Cooperative, Blair, cash corn 380, new crop 26, 419, cash beans 944, new crop 26, 994. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 386, October and November 386, new crop 26, 424. Cash beans at 956, October, November 952, new crop 26, at 1024. Meyer Brothers Grain, Elk Mound, cash corn 370, new crop 377, cash and new crop beans 964. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 222. Market cows 131 to 165, bulls 166 to 210, calves 520 to 1680, beef steers 339 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 152 and down, rams 160 and down. Goat markets, does and bucks 250 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
See website for details. Bills Happen is not a lender and does not make credit decisions.
Hey, Bills Happen. So when you need extra cash fast, go to BillsHappen.com. Have you been turned down? Are your credit cards maxed out? Do you have bad credit? Go to BillsHappen.com. All you need is a job and a checking account. You can find a lender and get up to $5,000 cash as early as tomorrow at BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com is the smart way to get a personal lender now. So if you need extra money for car repairs, medical bills, family emergencies, whatever you need cash for, go to BillsHappen.com and you can get the money you need as soon as the next day, up to $5,000. At BillsHappen.com, our process is safe, secure, and all online. No one to deal with in person. And BillsHappen does not charge you any fees to use our service. It's easy. When you need a lender, just remember, when bills happen, go to BillsHappen.com. BillsHappen.com for the cash you need now. BillsHappen.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free, with no payments for 18 months. Bath Planet, call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Rascal Flatts and Praying for Daylight here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Monday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s, 80s expected today. Do have a very slight chance of a shower or storm. Looks like the 80s are going to be sticking around here for most of the week, and then some showers and storms late week. And we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Mike Davis in our newsmaker segment. The WASDE report was released on Friday. He's going to have more on that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits, or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area? Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Nitrogen tests in Illinois showed increased biomass and a possible yield boost for corn. We'll have more coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Increasing nitrogen rates on corn tests done by the University of Illinois have positively impacted crop biomass, kernel size, and kernel number per ear, suggesting a yield response to nitrogen. Illinois Extension's Dr. John Jones.
The crop response is clearly present when increasing nitrogen rates. We've increased the amount of crop biomass, kernel size, but then also the number of kernels around the ear, and then kernel length on the ears as well. So I think we're going to clearly see some yield response to nitrogen. The response to sulfur is maybe not as clear yet. We will be evaluating that when the combines roll out this fall, though.
With costs in mind, Jones is suggesting farmers do a careful evaluation of previous data on their farm.
I'm certainly aware that nitrogen fertilizer costs are relatively high, especially in relation to corn grain costs as well. So we're at about an 8-to-1 ratio of corn grain costs to nitrogen costs if we're looking at fall anhydrous ammonia. That's a little bit lower, or we'll say less favorable price condition than we've commonly had over the years. And in that case, I think it's really important to use available data to understand what has been the economic optimal nitrogen rate in previous years on your soils or similar soils to your farm.
Jones offers this advice as autumn approaches.
I think one of the things to think about is that if fall nitrogen is in your plan, make sure that you're watching soil temperatures as application's occurring. If we're dealing with a dry fall, sometimes that effectiveness of an anhydrous application can be something that we want to make sure that we're getting complete slot or slit closure when we're applying anhydrous ammonium, and then waiting till those soil temperatures at four inches are at least at 50 degrees and cooling.
University of Illinois researcher Dr. John Jones. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free with no payments for 18 months. Bath Planet, call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. The Judds and Girls Night Out here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s this morning. We have our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. The 6th Annual Dairy Summit is planned for November 18th. This will be held at UW River Falls. Now, this free event will be held in person on campus with virtual options as well. The summit will feature the newest research and outreach funded by the Dairy Innovation Hub, along with farmer industry and student perspectives. There'll also be a collection of facility tours, including the new dairy pilot plants at UW River Falls. For more information, visit the UW River Falls website to register. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. On Friday, USDA released their September crop production report, the first of the season to measure actual yields, and the data says corn yields are down, but bean yields are up since their August report. I'll have the details after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I asked Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant Tyler Richardson how things were looking in his area of Missouri.
Things look really good, Mike. It's farming in Missouri. We live in a world of extremes. I was reviewing some weather data the other day, and in Missouri, we got 10 inches to 12 inches of rain. And since August 1st, we've gotten 7/10 of rain. Pretty drastic difference. We had really high southern rust pressure, probably one of the worst years in the last 10. But all things considered, we've got a really good looking corn crop, probably about 10 to 15% off of last year, but still exceptional for our standards.
Any advice ahead of harvest?
Yeah, so I think, you know, item number one that comes to mind to me is safety. We love this industry. We love what we do. But at the end of the day, we all want to come home safe to our families and have a chance to do this again the next year. So taking our time, not overlooking the small things that become a big issue. Fall's a great time. We all enjoy it. But this is the time to build the foundation for next year.
To learn more, visit NutrientAgSolutions.com. Digging into Friday's crop production report from the USDA, the agency pegged the national corn yield at 186.7 bushels per acre. That's down more than 2 bushels from the August forecast of 188.8. While that did trim yield expectations, the USDA also raised harvested acres. The net effect was a slight increase in overall corn production, which is now forecast at 16.81 billion bushels versus 16.74 billion last month. Traders had been looking for a number closer to 16.5, so the USDA number still landed above the average guess. While acreage remained largely unchanged, there were some notable adjustments at the state level. Both Illinois and Indiana saw reductions in yield estimates after hot, dry August weather, while parts of Iowa and Nebraska held steady. The result? A national picture that suggests fewer bushels per acre, but still the second largest corn crop on record. Soybeans did surprise traders. The USDA raised the national yield to 53.5 bushels per acre, up a tenth from their August figure. That pushed production to 4.3 billion bushels, just above pre-report expectations and slightly higher than last month's forecast. Strong pod counts in Illinois and Iowa helped offset weaker fields in the Mississippi Delta and parts of the Eastern Corn Belt. For wheat, USDA's numbers held mostly steady. All wheat production is now pegged near 1.89 billion bushels with only minor adjustments from the August report. The biggest state-level shifts came in spring wheat country, where yields in North Dakota and Minnesota came in a little stronger than traders were anticipating. Turning now to the balance sheets, USDA projected 25-26 ending stocks for corn at 2.11 billion bushels, soybeans at 300 million, and wheat at 844 million. Those carryout levels reflect a slightly better than expected soybean crop and the modest cut in corn yields. I'll have more when we come back.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With harvest quickly approaching, the USDA on Friday said that this will still be a near record large corn crop, even if yields are declining. And that hot, dry August weather had less of an impact on this year's soybean crop than anticipated. Farmers will find out how accurate these predictions are once those combines start to roll. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
call a self-made man. Girl, don't you believe it's true? I know exactly how lucky I am, and I'm getting this close to you. It's high time I'm giving some praise to those that got me where I am today. Got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get into. I got to give credit where credit is due. I thank the bank for the money, thank God for you. Secret to my success, a good woman. I try to be a good man. Good job, Lord. I know I've been blessed. I'm just a part of a greater plan. It doesn't matter which part I am. I got to thank Mama for the cooking, Daddy for the whooping, the devil for the trouble that I get.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Been gone. Well, hello, trouble.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. A proposal by the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture would severely increase registration and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. Jason Muyanani, Executive Director for Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, says the price hikes are enormous.
This proposal is to massively increase fees for the programs and registration fees and inspection fees for animal markets, dealers, and truckers. And some of these fees are increasing 1,700%.
For example, a Class A market animal fee would jump from $420 to $7,430 annually. Uyanani says the increased costs would add undue stress to the entire supply chain in Wisconsin.
Putting this on the backs of the entire industry and funding the entire program with just industry fees not only puts a financial burden on the markets, dealers, and truckers that are bringing animals to market, but also puts us wildly outside of the fees that are charged by our neighboring states. We anticipate that those fees will unavoidably be passed down to farmers. I don't see any way that they wouldn't be.
The public comment period for the proposal is open at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture website until October 15th. Butter prices have fallen since November of 2021, dropping to $1.96.5 per pound at the close of last Wednesday. Ever.ag dairy analyst Katie Burgess says the sharp decline raises key questions. Why are prices falling at a time when demand typically increases? And should consumers see more aggressive grocery store promotions heading into the holiday season? Burgess says the collapse is largely driven by record high butterfat levels on U.S. dairy farms. Advances in genetics and nutrition, such as improved genomic testing and specialized feed, have boosted the fat content in milk. This has led to an abundance of cream and, in turn, a surge in butter production. With butter supplies swelling, prices have sunk to the four-year lows. That's an unusual trend for late summer when prices typically rise. In a typical year, you tend to see the price for bulk butter spike in September and October, right as we head into the holiday baking season, Burgess explained. On Friday, the USDA released its WASD report, and for dairy, the forecast is for the milk production forecast for 2025 was raised on higher cow inventories and a faster rate of growth in output per cow. That was based on the latest milk production report. Milk production is also raised to 2026. Higher cow inventories and productivity rates are expected to carry into next year. Imports were reduced on 2025 on both a fat and skim solid basis, primarily due to lower expected imports of butter and cheese. Imports were also reduced for 2026. Now, exports on a skim solid basis were raised for 2025 on higher whey and cheese shipments. For 2026, skim salad exports are unchanged as increased shipments of cheese are offset by lower shipments of dried skim milk powder and lactose products. Fertilizer prices aren't at historic highs, but relative to last year's prices and the current prices for crop commodities, they are elevated. According to data from USDA, an analysis by the University of Illinois FarmDoc, fertilizer prices in that state were 6% to 20% higher than early fall of 2024. Higher yields lead to high nutrient removal rates, but next year nutrient replacement and feeding a new crop will come at a higher cost. ProFarmer reports the price trends weigh heavier on farmers who are starting next year's crop with what could be lower nutrient baselines. We have two reality here. We have the reality of economics and we have the reality of that crops have a core need for nutrients, said Carl Wyatt, Nutrients Director of Agronomy. Wyatt says therein lies the balance for farmers. Keep soils productive while considering the cost to do so. His best advice, root your decisions in data. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com.
Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy. Mid to upper 60s tomorrow. Mostly sunny in the mid-80s. Get the bathroom remodel you've always wanted, interest-free with no payments for 18 months. Bath Planet, call them today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
When I saw you buying Cosmo in a Hot Rod magazine, I said to myself, now there's a girl for me. To love, I thought about a kiss, but I wasn't quick enough. I guess while I was thinking, you were reading my mind, 'cause you wrapped your arms around me and you pressed your lips to mine. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl. You sent my head a spinning just like a tilt-a-whirl. That's when I knew you were my kind of girl.
The Pac-Man pattern memorized. I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard. Had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Fair faucet hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes.
Looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. The dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. My first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. Space shuttle fell out of the sky. And the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in, skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. Now I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days.
Country 1430 AM stereo WRDN Durand, Downsville.